A federal appeals court hears arguments today in a lawsuit over whether Ohio's voting laws are constitutional. Ohio Public Radio's Joe Ingles has this preview.
When Columbus-area resident Gunther Lahm and his wife filled out their absentee ballots in Florida back in 2014, they thought their votes would count. But since that time, they've learned those ballots did not count because of a mistake they thought they had corrected.
My wife mistakenly put our ballots in the wrong envelopes, meaning that my ballot went into her envelope, her ballot went into mine. She realized, after she had sealed them, that she had made a mistake. So she handwrote and corrected everything on each of those outer envelopes except for the date of birth. She forgot to fill out the date of birth.
Civil rights attorney Subodh Chandra found the Lahm's votes didn't count when he was researching how different counties handle different situations under Ohio's law. Chandra found while Franklin County didn't count the Lahm's ballots, some other counties would have. And that's not the only situation that Chandra says is handled differently in different counties. Things like whether the zip code is missing, whether the voter writes in cursive or print, whether the street name is missing or incorrect. Those are all examples of things that were treated differently at different county boards of elections. Chandra says the bottom line is mail-in voting can be a problem for voters, depending on where they live.
You have to get everything perfect, you know, sort of like a triple Lutz at the Olympics to get a gold medal, to be able to get your vote counted on the form when you are the form that accompanies your ballot.
Chandra, who is representing advocates for the homeless in this federal court case, says the newly passed laws that eliminated some and restricted other early voting opportunities means Ohio voters are treated differently across the state.
This idea of uniformity is blown out of the water by the fact that there's non-uniform application going on across the state. And the idea that we should therefore uniformly disenfranchise more people needlessly rather than fewer also doesn't make any sense.
Chandra says it's not just the paper ballots that are the problem. He says the certain methods of voting, early voting, out-of-precinct voting, and same-day registration were eliminated or scaled back by state lawmakers and Secretary of State John Husted. And Chandra says those are options that African Americans use more often than white Ohioans. Chandra says he thinks intentional discrimination is the reason behind the new laws. And he cites comments made by elections officials to the media or in legal proceedings as proof. But Husted has repeatedly said the goal of the new laws is to make sure all voters in Ohio are treated equal. In a written statement, Matt McClellan, a spokesman for Husted, said, quote, "Despite the lies and scare tactics employed by the Chicken Little crowd, the facts are clear. Voting in Ohio is easy and fair. We vote for a month in Ohio. They vote for one day in Hillary Clinton's New York. He should go sue them and stop wasting Ohio tax dollars," unquote. Ohio's voting procedures could be under a brighter light this year since Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump said earlier this week that he thought the vote in the Buckeye State would be, using his words, rigged in favor of his Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton. It's important to note Husted is a Republican. So is every other major office holder in the state outside the state's Supreme Court. And the new laws that are under question in this case were passed by a Republican-dominated legislature and signed into law by a Republican governor. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.